Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
live! Yeah, okay. You know, what are you doing?
Thank you, dummies. Amp Radio.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. I am excited, ladies and gentlemen, to be talking to you from the best month of the year. That's right. May is my favorite month, but I digress. We are here to do hashtag smack my picks up for not one card, but two fairly big cards, ladies and gentlemen. This weekend, both going off on May 11th, we have a UFC card and UFC 237, Nam Yunus versus Andrade. And we also have Bellator 221, Chandler versus Pitbull. Of course, this is hashtag smack my picks up. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be giving you this week our main event picks for both cards, co-main event picks for both cards, and spotlight fight of the night. That's right, everyone's favorite segment of the show, which can come, Pammy, from either the UFC card or the Bellator card. So let's go ahead and get into it, ladies and gentlemen. Waste no more time. One last news and note, or housekeeping note. We are in our third year, officially, ladies and gentlemen, on Amp Radio, so congratulations to us. Let's go ahead and meet the usual cast of characters that I am joined by on hashtag Smack My Picks Up. DJ Tony, let's bring in the life of the party. That's right, it's Pam from North Carolina, bitches.
I have been at the beach today and life is good. My office is officially open as of today. Bitches.
I did see that. I was paying attention. So it was good, Pammy?
Oh, my God. It was
excellent. Good to hear.
Amazing. Morning, lovely, lovely, lovely.
All right. Well, I'm not going to stop you if you want to go tomorrow morning as well. You go get yourself done over there, okay?
What? Don't hate.
I will not stop you from going and posting lovely pictures.
How come I don't get a shawing? Or how come I don't get those the lightsabers?
Well, we know all about you, Pam. Everybody's following you on the Twitterverse. They know. They've seen it.
It's so funny. Y'all are funny.
All right, Pammy. So,
happy hump day.
As I said, it's the best month of the year. So let's go ahead and throw to the big boss man himself, the original B-boy, Deep. From the mean streets of Danville, California, it's Tony time. Tony time, bitches.
Let's do it.
Hey, DJ!
Tony!
What's up, you guys? I'm not playing Candy Crush. Don't worry, Pam. I'm not looking at Joanna photos, but I am looking at Paige Van Zandt photos, who will be making a comeback. Shout out to PVZ.
An undisclosed poor comeback show. In an undisclosed time. Right, DJ Tony?
But disclosed a lot of stuff.
Right, right. I did see that. She's got a nice tattoo there, right? You see that underneath her arm?
I saw a lot of things underneath. A lot of things.
All right. So let's go ahead and bring in the star himself. Deep from the heart of Texas.
Bobby Knuckles! Without an OSP, can't you know me? Without an OSP. Marco from Hueco Rules. I'm ready to like me more than you, Tony, because I got my music. Ah. Feliz cumpleaños to Feliz cumpleaños to Radio. Feliz cumpleaños to We're 3 years old and we're fully potty trained. How you like that?
Everybody's on steroids.
Yeah, we're fully operational.
Yeah, let's talk some MMA, guys.
Yes, sir. Let's get to it because we have a lot to talk about. DJ Tony, you can cue that music if you'd like. All right, let's start with UFC 237, Nam Yunus versus Andrade, which we held May 11th, 2019, from the Genovese Arena in Rio de Janeiro. Brazil. As I mentioned, the main event is Nama Yunus versus Andrade in the women's strawweight division. Of course, we know Rose Thug Nama Yunus, age 26, 5'5", 115 pounds, is the champion. Coming off those two straight wins off of JJ herself against the killer, Jessica, I can't say pronounce her Portuguese nickname, I apologize, 5'2", 155. Marco, let's start with you in the main event here, because I know where Pammy's going on this one, but what are your thoughts in the main event of UFC 237, Marco?
Well, as you say, 5'2", 155, she's 115, man. That is not a lightweight women's division on the UFC, only on the PFL.
Shout out to the
PFL tomorrow. Kayla Harrison doing her, tournament debut, and Sarah Kaufman too. So enough of PFL right now. Look, it's a little bit surprised that Nama Yunus is an underdog, a slight underdog on this fight. A little bit disrespectful to the champ, a girl that, he's in a 3-5 winning streak, and two of those winners are against Joanna Jędrzejczyk, a girl that handled, Andrade. I know that everybody's on the hype of Andrade's power, and, the Wanderlei Silva style going forward and throwing the hooks. But Rose is tough. It's tough Rose for a reason, man. She got mental fortitude for ages. She's technically more sound than Andrade, more skill on the feet. She's the lankier fighter. And if she was able to outstrike Joanna Jędrzejczyk, for crying out loud, she's going to outstrike freaking Andrade. She's not going to be able to knock her out because, Andrade is a little bulldog. But she's scrappy enough to get off. If she gets taken down, She'll scrap, to scramble back to her feet and keep it on the feet where she would probably outpon Jessica Andrade with a 48-47 super entertaining unanimous decision, and still the strawweight champion, Joanna, please listen to me, tough Rose Nama Yunus, tough Rose!
And you were making fun of me for saying 155, Marco, come on now.
Yeah, but I caught myself.
Makes it marginally better. You're right. I do apologize. So as Marco had mentioned, Pammy, I'll give you the odds right now as I was planning on doing. Andrade, as Marco mentioned, the favorite at a minus 120. Rose coming back at us at a plus 100. So, Pammy, what are your thoughts here? Because I'm pretty sure you're going to vote for your countrywoman, correct?
You know what? I am. I have pros and cons. I like Jessica. I've always liked Jessica. Y'all know I've been on the Jessica train since for fucking ever. So it's not like, I'm like a newbie. I love her. I love her since she's had long hair. And, she's great. I mean, this girl, she's a boxer. She's jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, wrestling, cardio for days. She's a little tank. She's got a chin on her. She's motivated. But, you're going up against Rose Nama Yunus. And, to look at her record and you look at her, it doesn't seem really that impressive. But this girl, she's, taekwondo black belt, karate black belt, jiu-jitsu. She's a great striker, cardio. She's so polished, and she's just, she can't be fazed. She cannot be fazed. She goes in there with kind of like a Terminator attitude. And truthfully, I am going to be happy with whoever wins this fight, but I'm going with Andrade, and because she's just been more active, I think, and I think she is really motivated. I'm going to go with the third round TKO stoppage.
Wow. Bold statement there by Pammy, DJ Tony.
And I like I say, whoever, I'm going to be happy. If Rose wins, man, Thug Rose. Doug Rose, love the girl, but I just think right now Jessica is on fire right now. I think the disadvantage she has is she's so tiny. I mean, she's not tiny, she's short. She's so little, but she's like a little tank. So, more power to both of them. Bless their hearts.
And Tony, let's not forget that Rose the Champion is going down to Andrade's home country to do this fight. So maybe a little bit of the upper hand there for Andrade as well. What are your thoughts, DJ Tony?
You know, I've never really necessarily have been a big fan of Andrade. Nothing. I got nothing on that one. By the way, her nickname, it all depends on how you want to do it. If you want to do it the correct Portuguese way, it's Bate Estaca. But if you want to do it the Brazilian way, it's Bate Estaca. So it all depends which way you want to do it, the European, the real way, or the Brazilian way. But seriously.
I know.
Here's the thing, though. I never wanted this fight for Rose, and I like Rose. For whatever reason, I still try to do this thing where Rose is fragile, and just by the way, I'm surprised that she's only 5'5". I thought she was a little taller. You know, Andrade is really small, guys, and the one thing about Andrade, I've seen her fight at bantamweight. I've seen her fight at bantamweight and win, you guys. So, I just see this going a lot like it did with Carolina Kovalevich. Not joking. I don't think it's going to go three, Pam, and I'm with Pam on this one. I'm good with whoever wins. I would prefer that Thug Rose continues to win, but I see this going down first round TKO, Bate Estaca, Andrade.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay, guys, I think as everybody has mentioned, you know, from Marco all the way down, that we have to worry about Jessica's power. But again, last week we had to worry about that same thing in the main event. And Cowboy showed, you know, the way to stay away as much as you can away from the big power. And I think with Thug Rose's training, especially with who her fiance is, and him being a big striker, you know, Pat Barry, I do apologize, I didn't say his name, being a big striker, and passing those tools down to Rose, I think that Rose is going to be able to get this one done, guys. I think that she's going to be able to keep Jessica at range. She's probably going to take some heat. I don't think it'll be like the KK fight, because if you look at that knockout, KK had her head down when she was attacking, and maybe that was because she was hurt. So, yes, the puncher's chance is always there for Andrade, but I'm taking Rose. I'm taking her in the fourth round by TKO, guys. I don't think that Andrade gets stopped, but I think that someone will pull Rose off of Andrade. Someone was trying to speak, and I talked over you. Who was it?
I'm just listening. I'm just listening to everybody's evaluations, because this is a hard fight to call. I think
absolutely.
So. Anyway.
Well, for a reason. They also are super, super close. So it's not like it's going to be a hot wash, you know. And I'm not too worried about a tough Rose going all the way to Brazil, because, you know, that worked out pretty good for Ronda Rousey when she went and knocked out Vesco Correa in 30 seconds.
Indeed.
All the way up in Brazil. So.
But you know what? I think that also Rose going down there, I think she's very well liked. You know, there's not a bad thing you can say about her. So I think she's going to have some love down there. I think they respect her.
Well, she's going to have some love before the fight night, but on fight night, they're going to scream she's going to die, guaranteed. Let's go ahead and move on to the co-main event. DJ Tony, cue that music. All right, guys. To the middleweight division we go. Anderson, the Spider Silva. Sorry, I'm just pulling up. Age 30. No, that's Brunson. Sorry. Oof, man, my links are not working very well. I do apologize. Anderson, the Spider Silva against Jared Cannonier, the Killer Gorilla. Age 35, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. All right, so this is exciting and intriguing. No one said at all, Pammy, what you got going on in the co-main event?
You know, kind of. I am wondering why this fight was the co-main. I wonder why Aldo was not the co-main instead of this. You've got Anderson Silva here. Oh, my gosh. He is One, two, three. Hang on, let me look at my. I'm looking at the screen, but looking at my notes too. He is has lost 5 of his last 10. His last KO was in 2012. 2012. That was 7 years ago. This guy, you know, Muay Thai, Wang Chung. Not really Wing Chun. Wing Chun. Get it? Wang Chung. Get it?
Everybody.
Anyway, jiu-jitsu, yeah. Taekwondo, capoeira, boxing. I mean, he. This dude was like MMA royalty, and it just kind of fell from grace. He's going up against Jared Cannonier, and I think Jared Cannonier, he's going to be motivated, you know, 7 KOs, 2 submissions, 2 decisions, but I'm picking Anderson by decision on this one. I don't think he's got the KO power. It's going to be decision. Make it sweet and
Anderson
simple.
Decision. All right, Tony. So as Pammy mentioned, you know, Anderson Silva is MMA royalty, and of course, giving Anderson another fight down in Brazil, and perhaps Anderson being the big star that he is
maybe
the reason why we're not seeing that Jose Aldo fight in the co-main event, as Marco pointed out before we started the show, DJ Tony. Probably the more interesting fight. What do you got going on here in the co-main event, DJ Tony, at UFC 237?
Here's a tough part, you guys. I mean, Jared Cannonier, the killer gorilla, he's not young himself.
No.
He's almost 10 years younger than one of my favorite fighters of all time, Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva, you guys, Pam said this as well. If you really look at it, take away the no contest from Nick Diaz, which he won, right? But take that away. He's won 5-1, you guys. 1-5-1. When was the last time you saw Anderson Silva dip? Mind you, aside from the Chris Weidman stuff, first one he was goofing around. Second one, we saw that gruesome leg injury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's been – he really hasn't been outclassed, right? I mean, one could say maybe he won the Bisping fight if they would have called it, Saved by the Bell,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Didn't look bad against Israel Adesanya. I think he's going to pull it off, guys. I think he's going to win by decision,
wow.
And I think he's going to go up to the sunset. I know that conventional wisdom. Listen, I'll be honest with you. This is purely a fanboy pick because if I take the fanboy hat off, Jared Cannonier via TKO second, but I can't do that. So I'm picking the spider. Just why the hell not? I was crappy last week. Might as well keep the streak going. So Anderson Silva, decision.
Can't get no worse, right? Nothing, DJ Tony? Okay,
move
along.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
Yeah, I got it. Perfect. All right. So I am going to take your pick that you just said. I'm going to take Cannonier by second round TKO, guys. Anderson Silva, like Pammy said, I think it's time for him to move on. Yes, he hasn't been outclassed, but I think in his last fight against, I just had his name and now it's gone again, Adesanya.
Adesanya.
I think there was thank you. I think there was a lot of too much respect there. I think that, as Pammy said, Cannonier is going to be fairly willing to get this big win. And if he doesn't, see the bright lights against Anderson Silva and fall into the trap of his being nice to all of his opponents, I think he gets this done. Second round TKO, big time ground and pound. Marco, what you got?
Okay, for all you guys that are expecting Anderson Silva to retire, he already told the Brazilian media, the media day today that he wants to finish his 3-fight contract. You know, he got 3 fights left for the UFC, 3 or 4 maybe. I don't know, he didn't know exactly. So if he wants to finish that, and I think the UFC will grant him that because they're not setting him up with straight killers, you know. I mean, Adesanya notwithstanding, and he looked good against Adesanya. Well, he went against Daniel Cormier. He took the fight in like 3 minutes notice because remember that debacle of UFC 200. And, he went against Daniel Cormier, for crying out loud. And Daniel Cormier had to wrestle Anderson Silva because of the feet. He was getting touched up. Remember, on that fight, on the feet, Daniel Cormier was not looking good. And Michael Bisping, you can make the argument that he should have won the fight, but, you know, they gave it to Michael Bisping. Maybe a little bit of home cooking. I doubt it because I gave it to Michael Bisping, but he has been competitive. He still got the skills. He just doesn't got the speed. He's like instead of going 100, he's going 80. But it's still good enough. And I think the UFC is giving him a competitive fight, but a winnable fight as a co-headliner out there in Brazil. Cannonier is good, but he's not at the skill level of Anderson Silva. He's athletic. That's what Cannonier got going on for himself. But I think Anderson Silva gets it done too. And I think he's going to surprise everybody because he's a better counterpuncher than Cannonier. Cannonier's going to go forward. He's going to get caught with something. And I'm going to get Anderson Silva a TKO on the second. There you go.
All right. Marco and I both going with a second round TKO, but for opposite guys. All right. Look, what I'd like to do right now, guys, ladies and gentlemen, is I'd like to go into Spotlight Fight of the Night because I know, Marco, your Spotlight Fight of the Night is on this card. And I know, Pammy, you've got an early out as well. So I want to get your Spotlight Fight of the Night in because if you missed the end of the Bellator card, that's fine with me. But I want to get your Spotlight Fight of the Night. So, Marco, why don't we go ahead and start with you for your Spotlight Fight of the Night. And DJ Tony, and if your Spotlight Fight of the Night is on this card, could you let me know that right now, please?
It is.
Okay, so why don't you three go first? I will give my Spotlight Fight of the Night on the Bellator card because mine is on the Bellator card. So, Marco, let's start with you. Spotlight Fight of the Night, brother.
Well, the fact that we've been talking about Jose Aldo versus Alexander Volkanovski, that besides the main event, it is the more significant fight on this card. It actually got consequences. You know, Jose Aldo is ranked, I think, number two on the featherweight division right now. Volkanovski is right behind. No, he's one
number
of
one.
Young, yeah.
I got him as number one on the UFC. Yeah, on the UFC website.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like that because I saw Brian Ortega was, but it's okay. They're flipping back and forth. It's all right. Volkanovski is one of those young lions that is. He needs this win against a big name to become the next contender, you know. We know that Max Holloway lost against Dustin Poirier, trying to become a champ. He's going to come back down to featherweight to reclaim, well, he never lost his throne, to reestablish himself as, you know, the king of the jungle at 145. And what better way to find out, you know, if Volkanovski is the real deal, if he can beat a guy like Jose Aldo, who has the kingpin for almost a decade.
Yep.
Look, this fight is going to be dictated by who can establish the pace. Volkanovski is a volume fighter, very similar to Max Holloway. And we know what happened to Jose Aldo against guys that can put the volume on him. If he can counterpunch you, he will kill you. He will destroy you. As Frankie Edgar, you know, how trying to punch with Aldo and getting counterpunch went for him, you know?
Yeah.
But if Volkanovski is able to establish the volume striking, you know, and setting the pace on Aldo, it is Volkanovski is trying to lose. It is a three-rounder, so he has to get busy quickly. He doesn't got the luxury of the two extra rounds or championship fights. The three rounders, I think, it benefits Aldo as a counterpuncher, but I think Volkanovski, the younger, more athletic and volume fighter, is going to find a way to outpoint Aldo and become the next contender. So give me Volkanovski in a 28-28 unanimous decision.
Okay, Marco taking, that's the huge name, the ski, Volkanovski by decision. And I agree with you, Marco, on this one, just so you know. So a great pick, and we needed to talk about that fight. You were correct. I'm glad you brought it up for your Spotlight Fight of the Night. Pammy, let's throw it to you for your Spotlight Fight of the Night, please. Oh, wait, before you go real quickly, just let me give the odds real quick because I missed the Anderson fight, and I'll give the odds on the Volkanovski fight as well. Anderson Silva versus Jared Cannonier. Anderson Silva is at a plus 110. Jared Cannonier, it is -130, and it's the exact same odds right now on Five Dimes for Alexander Volkanovski versus Jose Aldo, except Volkanovski is the underdog at a plus 110 and Jose Aldo at a minus 130. So exactly the same odds in both those two fights. So, Pammy, what's your spotlight?
My spotlight fight of the night, Clay Guida and BJ Penn.
Okay.
I love me some Clay Guida. He's so cool. You know what? Short and simple and sweet. BJ has lost 8 of his last 10 fights. He is 6 straight losses. His last win was in 2010. Why is this poor man fighting?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Good question.
Clay Guida, second round TKO.
Okay. Second round.
And you guys, I'm gonna text you my Bellator picks because I gotta run up to the college.
Okay, you're gonna posse out right now. That's great. Thanks, Pam, very much.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
that's
you guys.
Fine.
I'll talk to you later.
Have yourself a great night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Don't take it till you make it.
All right, DJ Tony, let's throw to you. As Pam said, she's gonna try and text us her picks. If she does not text us her picks, that is also fine. I just knew she had an early out, DJ Tony, and I wanted to get her out of here. What's your spotlight fight of the night, DJ Tony?
Well, listen, BJ Penn not only shouldn't be fighting anymore, he shouldn't be fighting at home either, for that matter, but gosh.
I was going to say
BJ
that.
Penn.
Yeah,
what? I'm not sure what's going on with him. It's sad. But listen, my spotlight fight of the night, and there will not necessarily be a careless whisper tonight, but certainly a wink. Fight of the night will be Irene Aldana, who I think had
versus
a good potential to become a versus Betch Kohea. Irene Aldana at least 5'9", if not 5'10". Betch Kohea, she's listed at 5'4", maybe 5'4" with heels. They're both strikers.
Oh,
maybe there'll be a good chance to get Irene Aldana back in good graces after she actually had one hell of a run in Invicta. Lost 2 straight, once to Leslie Smith, the other one to Caitlin Chookagian. I see Irene Aldana knocking out, believe it or not, TKOing Betch in the second. Irene Aldana, second round TKO over Betch Kohea.
All right, second round TKO, Aldana. Okay, so let me give the odds on the BJ Penn fight real quick. As we were saying, BJ Penn is not favored in this fight. He's at a +460. And Clay Guida coming back at – sorry. Wait. Yes. And Clay Guida at a -620, Marco.
Holy
goodness.
Shit.
Not great.
Shit.
That's all we need to know. Exactly.
Yeah.
So in the Betch Kohea Arena Aldana fight, Aldana is the favorite at a -310. Betch coming back at us at a +255. All right, guys.
What about the Volkanovski Aldo fight?
Yeah, I gave the odds when I did the Cannonier Anderson fight. The odds are exactly the same in the Volkanovski Jose Aldo fight. Aldo is at a -130. Volkanovski coming back at us at a +110, Marco. So the odds makers not favoring your pick.
Yeah, but it's still close, though.
It is close. It's definitely very close. All right, let's roll on in the night, ladies and gentlemen, to Bellator 221. Go ahead and cue that music, DJ Tony. Sorry, 1 second, guys. 3, 2, 1, go, Proteus. Bellator 221, Chandler versus Pitbull will take place on May 11th. Also, as I said, going head-to-head with the UFC 2019 at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois, the granddaddy of them all. Of course, this event will take place on DAZN, or DAZN, whichever one you want to say. And of course, if you wanted to buy that UFC pay-per-view, that's on ESPN Plus, ladies and gentlemen, exclusively. Goodness gracious. So let's go ahead and get into this one. Marco, we'll start with you in the main event here. We've got the lightweight fight, Michael Chandler, against one of the Pitbull brothers. So Michael Chandler, age 33, 5'8", 155 pounds. Again, as I said, against Patricio Pitbull Fiera, age 31, 5'6", 145 pounds. What do we got? Oh, so he's moving up, obviously, to 155 pounds to fight Michael Chandler. This is what I was going to say to you, Marco. This is the one Pitbull brother that I don't think Michael Chandler has fought before, of course, because he's moving up. But if you look at Patricio's record, he's fought a number of guys a number of times in Bellator. Anyways, I digress. what you got going on in the lightweight division, the main event of Bellator 225, Marco.
I'm surprised you didn't say they were 115 pounders.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Look, it is Charlotte versus a people brother for the 17th time, man. I don't know, man. I want to expect the lighter the people brother to be able to handle Chandler. He is just too undersized for the division. Chandler is a massive 155er. He's going to muscle this guy to the ground, abuse him, ground and pound him, finish him on the third, ground and pound. And there's not much to say about this. Give me Michael Chandler. My TKO will be a ground and pound on the third.
Okay. TKO in the third, of course, this is for the lightweight world title. That is why it's in the main event, DJ Tony, of this Bellator.
If one of those Happy Meal world titles on the Bellator gets on McDonald's?
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. Got So this is the champion versus champion fight. As I mentioned earlier, you know, this Pitbull brother moving up, and Marco, you not a big fan of him moving up. What do you say, DJ Tony?
So
you're the Bellator guy.
A double Happy Meal champion, Bellator champion.
Yeah, exactly. You got anything to say to that, DJ Tony?
The funny thing is, guys, I don't know if you guys know this. So the Frehi brothers, right, Patricio and Patricky. Frehi, if you put it, switch the A, Freya, that means sister, by the way, in Portuguese.
So, oh, wow.
Shout out to the Freya brothers. Wait, hold on. They might kick my ass. So never mind. Frehi, I just don't see Michael Chandler losing to there's some serious heat, some serious hatred between these two guys.
Yep. Of course.
I think Chandler is just driven. And then, of course, the talk with, you know, steroids and everything else. Going Michael Chandler, second round TKO over Patricio Freja. Frehi, sorry. Take that back. My bad.
I love it. Have you received Pam's picks at all, DJ Tony?
I have not received Pam's picks, but on that same note, let's just give these out. Paul's casual picks, guys. We'll give those out quickly. In the main event, he's got Nama Yunus by decision. Silva versus, he's got Silva via unanimous decision. And, of course, Volkanovski, third round TKO. So he's thinking like Marco. So shout out to Paul's casual pick.
And if anyone who's listening does not know who Paul is, Paul is Pam's husband. If you're a new listener and you don't know who Paul is, now you know. All right, guys. I think you guys are all on the right track here. Yeah, there's going to be some bad blood, you know, because the Pitbull brothers, they are exactly aptly named. They are both pit bulls, and they both seem to get very aggravated when somebody either beats their brother or talks poorly to them behind the scenes. One concern I do have is this video that came out of Michael Chandler doing pull-ups and hitting a medicine ball after he did the pull-up. Very concerning to me. That looks like an injury city. Please, let's not do that anymore. I'm going to take Chandler as well, though, guys. I think this is a clean sweep. I think Chandler gets it done. I think he gets it done early. You know, second round as well, Tony. I know it's not very exciting, but I'm going to take him in the second round. I think Patricio is going to be scrappy in the first, but I think Chandler gets it done. The bigger, stronger guy is going to be able to get this one done. Okay, DJ Tony, let's move along to the welterweight Grand Prix semifinal fight. Douglas the Llama Lima coming at us, 30 wins, 7 losses, again, 6-1, 170 pounds, as I mentioned, against Michael the Phenom Venom Page, 14-0-0, and let's just say, in my opinion, perhaps a padded record. DJ Tony, let's throw to you in the co-main event, because this is going to be a big test for Michael Venom Page, and maybe he gets it done, maybe he doesn't. What do you think, DJ Tony?
Proteus? Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Michael Venom Page's record is certainly padded. The problem is he's a very good fighter, very good striker, but he's going up against the killer. There's no doubt about it. So I think he's going to take his first real loss here. And it hurts me to say, because if you meet Venom Page, he's actually a very decent guy. Douglas Lima is no Diego Lima. This guy's a killer. So Douglas Lima is going to win this, you guys. He's going to submit Michael Venom Page. You know what? Actually, I think he's going to outstrike him. How about this? Second round TKO, Douglas Lima. TKO punches, yeah. He's going to finish him.
Okay. Yep. All righty. I think, as you mentioned, DJ Tony, Michael Page is a very talented fighter, okay? And if he's able to suck Douglas Lima into a striking game, he may be able to catch him with something fancy. But I don't think that Douglas Lima is going to be the kind of guy who, you know, falls for too many tricks. Although, you know, the sport fighting karate background of Michael Page is something a little bit different for fighters to look at. And of course, we know what he did to the male cyborg, cracked his skull open. I don't think that's going to happen in this one. I think Lima's going to try and, you know, strike as best as he can with Lima. I do think that this one, in my opinion, Tony, is going to get finished in the third. I'm going to take Lima as well, but I'm going to take him by third round TKO. Marco, let's finish the co-main event with you. What do you got going on here? Do you got Paige coming through in the pinch, or do you got Lima?
He's a clean sweep, man. Michael Lopez is a really good striker, but Paul Daly was able to take him down. Paul freaking Daly.
Yeah.
Douglas Lima is a much better MMA grappler than Paul Daly ever will be. And he's also a very smart fighter. Even though he can get into a war, he knows the ways to victory here. He's going to try to corral Venom Page against the cage, you know, get the underhooks, drag him to the ground, ground and pound until Page,
yep.
You know, he hasn't shown me anything on the ground, so I assume he's going to panic. He's going to try to get up, make a mistake, get his back, and he's going to get choked out by Douglas Lima. Let's say it on the second round. There you go. Because I say
okay,
that's
so
how far it's going. Second round submission. Yeah.
Give me Douglas
Lima.
Wonderful.
To advance and face. Who do you think he'll be facing on the next round? I forgot. Because I know McDonald is facing Nima Gracie. Douglas Lima will be facing who? That is a semifinal. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's a semifinal fight, and I can't recall it either, Marco, right at this particular moment. But
yeah, he will be facing the winner of McDonald versus he'll be facing the winner of McDonald versus freaking Lima Gracie. That's who he will be facing. So there you go.
They both won a fight already. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct. Because this bracket is a little bit further ahead, correct?
Yeah. So it will be like a rematch with a Rory McDonald for my homeboy to win the whole thing, even though he believes in Jesus and shit. But yeah, give me Douglas Lima on the second round submission.
Okay, you got it. Absolutely. I'm glad we figured that Bellator mess out as well. That it's a tournament style, so we should have known. My spotlight fight of the night, guys, is going to be AJ McKee versus Pat Curran, and I'm just going to go straight out take McKee on this one because you look at his previous fights is win. You give McKee a name like Pat Curran that people who follow Bellator know the name of, you know, 23-7, nothing to sneeze at, but I think AJ McKee gets it done. It's his record 13-0. This is the new hotness, I think, coming up in Bellator. So I'm going to take McKee by second round TKO.
Hey, big shout out to Jack Schroger, a.k.a. Jake Hager. His second professional fight, Bellator. Shout out to him.
That's right. And the heavyweight feature fight as well against TJ Jones, 1-1. So big shout out to them. All right, guys. We are at the end of the show. With Pammy not being here, we've concluded the show. One thing I wanted to get your thoughts on real quickly, guys, because you two, you, DJ Tony and Marco, real quickly, if we can, discuss this. Because the pay-per-view is of the UFC pay-per-view 237 is on ESPN Plus. Now, guys, I know that you both have ESPN Plus, and I just wonder what you guys have been thinking about how ESPN Plus has been running, and will you be buying this pay-per-view off of ESPN Plus?
Can I go first?
Yes, Marco, you may go first.
So, yeah, I do have ESPN Plus, and the quality of the service is really, the streaming is flawless. said to me, and the production is really good. Some people get issues buying the last pay-per-view because they had to go to the website and buy from the website, and then it will pop up on your app. So, like I said, because I can read about A grade level and figure it out, it wasn't that complicated to me. But according to the ESPN and the USC, they fixed that issue. Now you can buy the pay-per-view directly from the app. So you don't have to go to the website no more. You just click on the freaking site, and it will give you the option to buy it right there, and boom, it'll come out. That is only an issue for us U.S. buyers, because you guys in at North, you get the stuff on TSN. You guys also pay the pay-per-view, don't you?
Yeah, no, we have to buy the pay-per-view as well. So, yeah, it just comes through the regular providers. Either you buy it from Bell Television or you buy it from Rogers up here. So buy it from the cable companies. Yeah.
I understand. Okay, cool. But, yeah, any issues with the app, according to ESPN and the USC, they figured it out for this one. So you should be able to buy the pay-per-view directly from the app. So no more like going to the website and start and trying to buy the pay-per-view and getting confused and shit.
All right, DJ Tony, real quickly, Marco says that the Empire has figured out all the wrinkles. What do you think? ESPN Plus, yes or no?
You know what? I've had issues with it, and I'm a college grad, and I had issues. Mind you, do I follow the instructions as close as I should? Probably not, to be fair, but yeah, I've had issues with the app. I don't think it's as streamlined. Maybe I was just – people don't like change, so maybe I was just used to Fight Pass. The Zone, on the other hand, I don't have any issues with the Zone. Some buffering during the Canelo fight, but that was it. I just think it's – they'll figure it out. ESPN is ESPN. I mean, they'll figure it out. This is not the UFC running this show.
No, it's Mickey Mouse.
It's
not the UFC.
Yeah, they haven't made too many issues. Shout out to Mickey Mouse, and they don't Mickey Mouse things. Yeah, I think they'll figure it out. Hopefully it gets a little better, but I've had issues with it. And I'm a college grad, and I've had issues with it.
Like I said, I got no issues. No, it was so easy.
Like I said, guys, Disney Plus comes out, I hope that they provide me or they give me the option to also purchase ESPN Plus, because I'd be interested in that as well. Real quickly, I wanted to give a shout out to Cowboy Cerrone last weekend, guys. Quite a nice win. He kind of dominated the fight. I'll give you guys a quick answer. I'll start with Marco if you want to get in here real quick. Good win by Cowboy, yes?
Yeah, he probably completely wrong. I don't root against the Cowboy no more, man. If I saw he was going to shit the bed, I have to apologize because he looked fantastic. He got some tough fights ahead, but he's a freaking light dog on every single one of them now. I'm not rooting against the Cowboy no more.
TJ Tony, quickly.
Listen, how can you not root for a guy, and I was wrong too, but how could you not root for a guy who named his son, his middle name is Danger, like Marco says. So
Danger,
shout out
Cerrone.
To Danger.
That's
exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, guys. So either Conor McGregor or for the title, if whoever comes out in September, that would be nice to see Cerrone do that. Okay, guys, let's go ahead and cue that music if we can, and let's get out of here for this week. DJ Tony, since Pam is not here, we'll start with you for your guilty pleasure of the week. And, of course, I'm sure this is going to be the Game of Thrones update. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't watch Game of Thrones, as you well know. I don't watch that. Sorry, I'm one of the few. Just can't get into it. Tried. It just doesn't work for me. But I will tell you this. This should be of no surprise because I am a huge Golden State Warrior fan. My guilty pleasure, The Boardroom. That's on ESPN Plus. Shout out to ESPN Plus. That's Kevin Durant's show, so shout out to that. My Twitter follow a week should be a no surprise.
That's
Paige Van Zandt is absolutely killing it. Yeah, right. and making a comeback. So shout out to Paige at Paige Van Zandt.
Yes, and I did mean that Marco is obviously going to give us the Game of Thrones update. I do apologize. for that, DJ Tony. And if Pam was here, that would be it as well. Proteus' shower pick this week is a really nice chill song. We've been doing a lot of death metal lately, so I thought I'd switch it up a bit, throw it to one of my favorite bands from way back in the high school days. Of course, they're still together, but they're united anyways. I won't get into it. So Gently We Go by I, Mother Earth. It's one of these songs, if you wanted to put it on as your alarm to wake you up, DJ Tony, it would wake you up nice and slowly. So that's how I picture you guys listening to it. So I throw to you, Marco. Guilty pleasure of the week. What you got?
Game of Thrones, baby. Game of Thrones. So, they kill a second dragon. The dragon kill started with three dragons, he's down to one. Freaking, that's a tall, nice lady, finally got laid. And they beheaded Melisandre, the best friend of the dragon queen, got her head cut off at the end of the show. This show is so good, man. I cannot get enough of it. Oh, and by the way, there was a Starbucks got freaking up in one of the scenes that makes all the racial autographs. I know you guys saw that on the internet. There was a Starbucks cop in one of the freaking scenes, and they didn't edit it out. Oh my goodness. Everybody is dying, still flopping, and I'm going crazy about that crap. But follow Tony at DJ Tony. Follow Para Pandora Balls. Follow Produce at Produce. Follow me at Maldo Marco. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Write and review us back again. My interviews were on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Google Play, you name it. Two fights this weekend, Bellator.com, and the pay-per-view on the early prelims on Fightman, prelims on ESPN proper, and the pay-per-view on ESPN Plus. You guys can figure it out. We better leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fight.
And like that, we'll see you guys next week for Dos Anjos versus Lee. And just like that, DJ Tony. Bitch, go ahead.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Bitch.